name is Reverend Edward Pinckney. I live in Benton Harbor, Michigan. And I'm here today to let everybody know that we have a major problem in the city of Benton Harbor, state of Michigan. Benton Harbor is 96% African American. We have over 70% unemployment. We have 90% of people living below poverty. We also have a city across the river, St. Joseph, Michigan, which is 98% Caucasian. They have 2% unemployment. Their average income is over $45,000. We also have Whirlpool there. Whirlpool is a corporation that has taken over the city of Benton Harbor. I call it a hostile takeover. A hostile takeover by the evil empire. But I want the world to know that we have to stop them. One of the things that happened is that Whirlpool controls the city of Benton Harbor government. We had a recall election in February. The recall election was successful. The person that was recalled was a member of Whirlpool, paid by Whirlpool, our city government. Whirlpool did not like the result. So they went to the Barron County Courthouse and declared that there was fraud. In return, the judge came back and set aside the election, stating that there was fraud in the election. There was only five tainted votes. In every election, we know that there are going to be tainted votes. In this case, there was a measly five tainted votes, only five votes. But the judge set aside the election. Out of a total of 2,500, there was five tainted votes. And what they did, they decided there was widespread fraud in the election because of these five tainted votes. In reality, it was impossible. You never reverse an election unless the majority becomes the minority. In this case, it didn't happen. But the judge was in control under the influence of Whirlpool, and that's why they set aside the election. It was just that serious. And during that process, they decided to charge me with voter fraud. Four counts of being in possession of an absentee ballot, which carries a five-year sentence for each one. Also, they accused me of paying people to vote, which we know that was not true. What I like for people to know, I like for everybody to step up to the plate and take time out and make sure this does not happen in their city. And the only way it will not happen in their city if everybody comes to the plate and step up and say, no more. We done had enough of this. It's time we do something different. We need the people to understand that there's a problem here. There's a problem in this world, and we need to stand up and fight. We know what's right, so stand up and fight for what's right. Don't let them influence you. Don't let these big companies come in. I'm asking that we have a boycott, a Whirlpool, all across the country. We have to show Whirlpool that they're human, and they're human beings living in the city of Benton Harbor. We need your help. We need the help of the people. We need people to come forward and say, no, enough is enough. We need your help. According to them, at first it was 30 people, 15 people, 10 people. Now it's down to one person. So we don't know what they're up to. We knew they was lying all along. But our thing is this, that we have to beat them down in court. We can't just beat the judge. We got to beat the judge, the jury, and the prosecutor. That's how we have to do it. Well, the long-term effect that Whirlpool will be taking over the city of Benton Harbor. Right now, they own 90% of the land in Benton Harbor. Benton Harbor has lakefront property, very, very expensive property. It's sitting right on the Lake Michigan. And this is the land that Whirlpool owns. They own 90% of this lakefront property. They own 90% of Benton Harbor. And what we want to do, we want to stop them now before they take over the whole city completely. Well, one of the things that came about is BANCO, the Black Economy Network Community Organization. We have stood up and fought for these people, the people who would not fight for themselves. One of the things that Whirlpool have done, they have beat them down. They have beat them on every turn. They had jobs there. Whirlpool had factory jobs. They took the jobs out of Benton Harbor and sent them down to Oklahoma City, where they built a new factory. They sent them over to Germany. Whirlpool sent all the jobs that was in Benton Harbor out of Benton Harbor and it had created a problem. They know what they're doing. They want to drive the people that live in Benton Harbor out of the city. And they're in the process right now of building $400, $500 homes right in the city of Benton Harbor. They know that we will not be able to afford that because we don't have a job. So this is one of the reasons why we want Whirlpool to leave our city. My trial date is set for March the 14th. At that time, at 8:30 in the morning, I will be going on trial for being in possession of 4 absentee ballots and paying people $5 to vote, which is almost unheard of. But my legal fees will be well over $40,000. And what we're doing now, we need people to send donations, if possible. We need them as soon as possible.
And they can do that through that website.
You can do it through the website, or you can call me, or send it. You can send it to Banco, 1940 Union Street, Benton Harbor, Michigan, 49022.
15, 20 years down the road, mm-hmm. what picture would you love to see there?
I would love to see jobs coming in. I would love to see not only manufacturing jobs, but I would like to see electronic jobs. I would like to see people coming in and learning more about the computer. I'd like to see the school system improve. I'd like to see little things like that would help people not only today, but tomorrow also.
Where can folks go for more information, websites or newspapers?
You can go to Banco website, BANCO 9342 at sbcglobal.net. Or you can call Reverend Pinkney at 269-925-0001.
Reverend Pinkney, mm-hmm. from Benton Harbor, Michigan.
Yeah.
I wish you all the best with your situation. Mm-hmm. And I hope everything goes in a more positive direction in Benton Harbor.
And it will. I'm guaranteeing that.
Now, who Reverend Pinkney is, I'd like to remind you that you've seen some T-shirts that are hanging on the front. The white T-shirt. Our T-shirts from Benton Harbor. It would greatly help them if each of you go away this evening with a T-shirt. Reverend Edward Pinkney.
Let me thank everyone for being here today. Let me thank Ms. Prescott for inviting us. I'm going to be brief. I'm going to try to get straight to the point. I know we don't have a whole lot of time. We're going to talk about Benton Harbor. How many people in here know where Benton Harbor is? All right. It just made me happy. Benton Harbor, at one time, was one of the finest cities in the whole United States. Matter of fact, 90% of the people work for Whirlpool. 90% of the people that lived in Benton Harbor work for Whirlpool. Whirlpool, you know, is a billion-dollar corporation. But before I talk about Whirlpool, let me give you a little bit more history about Benton Harbor today. What Benton Harbor has today is 70% of the people there are unemployed. 90% of the people live below the poverty level. We have a city right across the river. Some of you may have read the book, The City Across the River. We're talking about Benton Harbor in St. Joseph, Michigan. The average income for St. Joseph is over $45,000 a year. That's per person. Benton Harbor, less than $7,000.
My God.
We know that you cannot live off of that. But we even have more of a problem. We have Whirlpool, a billion-dollar corporation that has taken over the city of Benton Harbor. St. Joseph owned 90% of all the land in Benton Harbor. Our city government is controlled by Whirlpool. Whirlpool, a billion-dollar corporation. They're in the process now of building these $400,000 and $500,000 homes. And they're out to drive all the African-Americans out of the city of Benton Harbor. Benton Harbor is 96% African-American. No jobs, no nothing. Benton Harbor have more people in prison per capita than anywhere in this country. So what they're doing is setting up a slave market. Like a real slave market. So get yourself prepared. It's going to happen to you also.
Well,
Benton Harbor do not have a lock on this.
Come on, sir.
Yeah? They don't have a lock on this. But it's coming to your neighborhood.
All right.
It's coming to your theater. It's coming whether you like it or not.
Well.
So get yourself ready for it. Because it's coming. But one of the things that happened, like I said, I know we don't have a whole lot of time. I'm going to be brief. Whirlpool, a billion-dollar corporation, one of their city commissioners, one who they was backing, ran up on Banco, which is my organization. We did a recall of one of the city commissioners, and we were successful.
Yeah, yeah.
But what happened, Whirlpool went to the Barron County Courthouse, got all their friends together, and decided that there was fraud in the election. And they wanted to set aside the election. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's coming to your neighborhood.
Come on, sir.
Oh, it's coming. It's just a matter of time. But what they did, see, sometimes we, as people, we don't fight.
Well.
Until it actually happens to you.
Come on.
And when it happens to you, it's too late. You got to prepare yourself before it starts. So what Whirlpool did, now, you know they got $1 billion, at least. They just bought Maytag. They went to the judge, who happened to be a personal friend of theirs, and he said, well, we want this man back in this seat. And you can do it. So what he did, he went back inside and decided that he's going to set aside an election. Never in the history of mankind, you can look it up, never have an election been set aside by a judge.
Well.
Never. See, Benton Harbor is now in the history books. The judge said that he's going to make a new rule. He's going to make a new law. He said he's going to change things in the city of Benton Harbor. He said what he's going to do, he's going to set aside this election. And he told everybody to their face that was in the courtroom, there is nothing you can do. And this is what they did. But they weren't through yet. They decided that since I was the executive director of Banco, that I had to engineer all this. So what they did, they charged me with 4 counts of being in possession of absentee ballot and paying, at first, 30 people $5 to vote. Then it went down to 15. Then it went down to 10.
Come on, sir.
Now is that they don't know.
All right.
But my thing is this. It's coming to your neighborhood whether you like it or not. So get yourself ready. Get yourself prepared. When are you going to say enough is enough? It's time for us to start moving. We got to start moving forward. And we got to do this as a group. And it's going to take unification in order to get this thing done. Anytime you're dealing with a $1 billion company, anybody who got money, trust me, if they don't like the outcome of something, believe me, they will change it. And there's nothing you can do unless you get yourself together. So let's get ourselves together and say, let's fight. Let's fight. Let's fight. Let's fight. It's time to fight. So let's get off our butts and start doing something. Enough is enough. We can do this. This is something that we can do. And we better start doing it now. Don't wait for tomorrow. Tomorrow's too late. So let's get our act together. Thank you.
Harbor. You can hear that tonight. All righty. We're going to have some time for questions. We'll go through our panelists, and we'll have ample time for discussion. And Sydney over there is holding up the Benton Harbor T-shirt. And in the discussion, Reverend Pinckney, it would be good if we hear a little bit, too, about the pickets and stuff y'all have been doing down at the courthouse.
Yes.
I would now like to introduce to you again...